Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A week to the day since four EU countries, along with the United States and Canada, were added to the COVID-19 mandatory hotel quarantine list, and the European Commission has taken a first step towards possible legal action over how the scheme has been operated. It sent a formal pre-infringement letter to the government, raising concerns about the quarantine rules. The Commission says the Irish government should use less restrictive quarantine measures for citizens arriving from five EU member states listed, and that there should be clear exemptions for essential travel to Ireland. At a news briefing a short while ago, spokesperson Christian Vegan said the Commission had asked the government to clarify the criteria used to determine which EU countries faced hotel quarantine.
Ireland requires travellers coming from a designated country, irrespective of the nationality, to undergo a mandatory hotel quarantine. This includes, at the moment, five EU member states. The Commission has concerns regarding this measure in relation to the general principles of EU law, in particular proportionality and non-discrimination. We have been in contact with the Irish authorities during the past days on this matter. Today, the Commission sent a letter to the Irish authorities asking for clarifications on this matter and on the criteria used to determine the designated countries. The Commission believes that the objective pursued by Ireland, which is the protection of public health during the pandemic, could be achieved by less restrictive measures. In line with the Council recommendation, also clear and operational exemptions for essential travel should be ensured. We invite the Irish authorities to align more closely their measures taken with the provisions of the Council recommendation that Member States have agreed upon together in October and updated earlier this year. The Irish authorities have 10 days to reply to this letter of the Commission.
Commission spokesperson Christian Vegan. Well, we can talk now to the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, who joins us. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for joining us on
the
programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Now, you've joined us this afternoon to talk about a Heads of Bill which you're publishing today to strengthen hate crime legislation, and we'll come to that in just a moment. But first, can I get your response from the news from Brussels this lunchtime? This formal letter sent to the government, a pre-infringement process initiated in relation to the mandatory hotel quarantine system. What do you say to the concerns we saw heard raised there by Christian Vegan and indeed in the correspondence?
Well, as Christian has just said himself, the reason that we've introduced mandatory hotel quarantine is to protect public health. It's to prevent a large number of incoming COVID cases, and it's also to stop new variants from coming into this country and potentially undoing so much of the work that has been done. You know, we did and we do realise the seriousness of what we're doing. We're legally asking people to stay in hotels for up to 2 weeks if they come into this country. But we are confident in the legal advice that we've received, that this is proportionate and that this is reasonable. Now, they've asked us, obviously, to outline what are the conditions, why or how do we select a country that is included on this. And they're not just randomly selected. So we have an expert advisory group on travel, which was established in March. They have developed a method of assessing risk. So looking at states, they'll take into account countries where you have outbreaks of COVID-19. They look at variants of concern, so new variants, emerging variants. They look at where there is a high incidence rate. So this is where you have a 14-day incidence rate, which is 2.5 times higher than Ireland at the moment. I think we're about 120 per 100,000, but less than 500 per 100,000. And then it has a very high incidence rate. So there's very clear criteria just for people to understand that they're not.
Well, what they don't seem to be clear about is this criteria of variants of concern. They're making the point that the five countries now identified, Austria, Belgium, France, Italy and Luxembourg, don't, compared to some other countries, have significant issues in relation to variants of concern.
Well, what we've seen, maybe, and just for one example, in France, we've seen a particular increase in the variant of concern from South Africa. where it has reached a particular point. So the advisory group, which is made up of a number of different people, including medical health experts, those who are advising us on this, and they have put into place a method of assessing the type of risk, taking into account, as I've said, where there are variants of concern, the amount that is in that member state, or country. It's not just for the European Union, and what the potential implications are. They then make recommendations which are considered either by the Chief Medical Officer or the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, who in turn makes recommendations to the Minister for Health. So the Commission have asked us to respond to them, we will of course engage. We have always engaged, and we have continued to engage with individual member states, but also the Commission throughout all of this process.
And on the question of exemptions in certain cases, they're looking for clarity on that as well. There's been very little, if any, clarity. We've seen people taking court cases so they could go and visit sick relatives. The case of the couple involved in surrogacy in Ukraine, for example, that's been before the courts today. And the recent changes in relation to people who've been fully vaccinated. Clearer criteria they're looking for in relation to those who might be exempted.
It has always been the case that it was going to be difficult, that you would have difficult scenarios and difficult cases. And yes, the criteria is quite strict in terms of who is an essential worker and who does not have to go into quarantine. What we're trying to do, this is not a long-term solution. Mandatory hotel quarantine is not a long-term solution. We are working towards our exit strategy, even though we've only just introduced this. So that's an EU digital pass or the green search, which has been worked through with our EU colleagues. We're now at the moment, my own department with health, working on regulations for people who are fully vaccinated, if they come into the country, that they don't have to go into hotel quarantine. So the system is constantly evolving. I don't think anybody would say that it doesn't have to evolve and shouldn't evolve as examples arise, situations arise.
Sorry to cut across you. At this stage, less restrictive measures are not under contemplation by the government.
Well, we've set out very clearly that if you are coming from these member states, it is about public health. It's not about what job you work in or particular scenarios. It is what risk do you pose. And obviously, if you can provide a situation whereby somebody is less of a risk or they pose less of a threat in terms of public health, then obviously we need to take these scenarios into account. And this is very much why we are developing regulations where people are vaccinated. So if they show they have a negative PCR test, they have their full vaccination, and they can show a second negative PCR test, of course, they are significantly less of a risk than somebody coming without that. So really, it's about adapting and changing. But of course, we will respond to the Commission, the questions that they have asked. And I would stress this. I was in Dublin Airport yesterday. There's very few people coming through. That's not a scenario that we want to continue for very long.
Minister, let's move on. This heads of